Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Denver teachers going on strike. We've got the story.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Despite some dense fog and low clouds this morning, drizzle is in our forecast as the work week gets underway, but even warmer temperatures expected over the next couple of days. Our full forecast is on the way.
They negotiated over the weekend, but they couldn't reach a deal. Now teachers in Denver are set to strike.
The fight was over teacher pay, and when Colorado's new governor and the Department of Labor refused to intervene last week, teachers had said they were going to strike today.
I'm not surprised that I'm here. I'm just saddened that it has come to this point, really.
A key issue in the pay dispute has been over bonuses. The union wanted lower bonuses for two categories, teachers working in high-poverty schools and at schools considered high priority by the district. The union said more money should go to raise overall teacher salary as the cost of living in Denver skyrockets. The district said the incentives were important to help make sure students in certain schools advanced academically. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Drivers may be seeing prices slowly on the rise at the gas pump, but the bite isn't that big, according to Lundberg survey publisher Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are on the rise, but very faintly. In these 2 weeks, the price is up 1 cent. The new average for regular is $2.34. In the prior two-week period, it was up 2 cents, so a total of 3 cents in a month. But the price is still low. It's 61 cents under what it was back on October 5.
Currently, the highest gas price in the land belongs to San Francisco at nearly $3.40 a gallon. Houston enjoying regular gas prices under $2 a gallon. Wichita gas prices this morning, $1.85. A man is dead after a police pursuit in southwest Wichita early Saturday. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the chase ended on I-235 near West Street. The driver hit the median and then overcorrected and left the roadway, rolling several times. The vehicle came to rest over 300 feet from the roadway. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. 26-year-old Ernesto Flores was pronounced dead at the scene. There were no other occupants in the pickup. Donations poured in Saturday to support League 42 as they sought to recoup baseball items, including over 200 bats that were stolen by thieves late last month. League founder Bob Lutz tells KSN News the support from the community was overwhelming.
We've recouped all the equipment that was lost and some. The cash donations have been incredible. They've managed to turn a negative into an incredible positive, and we're forever grateful for that.
Lutz says the items collected in Saturday's drive will ensure the organization has all the equipment it needs for the upcoming season. Practice begins next month. League 42 introduces baseball to Wichita youth who might not otherwise be able to afford to play. The family of billionaire Charles Koch doesn't want to press charges over property damage after a man drove through the gate of one of their homes.
40-year-old Aaron White is charged with ramming an officer's patrol car and injuring an officer and passenger. The Wichita Eagle reports that the court records show the residents requested no charges be filed for damage to their property. Police say White also rammed a private security vehicle before driving through a security gate. Records show that Chase Koch, the son of Charles Koch, lives at the address listed in police reports. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The state has awarded the Salina Area Technical College a $210,000 grant to help with startup costs of the college's new associate degree in nursing program.
The college announced the grant from the Kansas Department of Commerce on Friday. The Kansas Board of Regents and the Kansas State Board of Nursing approved the new program in September and is awaiting approval from the Higher Learning Commission. The first class in the two-year program is expected to begin in August. The new grant made possible by a matching $170,900 grant from Salina Regional Health Center. The Salina Journal reports Salina Tech began building its nursing program in 2016 after Brown-Mackey College closed. The school started a 9-month practical nursing class in August of 2018. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
Another Democrat dives into the 2020 presidential race.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar made it official Sunday, picking a snowy day in her home state
to announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
Klobuchar called attention to a government she says isn't working, and while not referring to the president by name, she seemed to call out his rhetoric.
We are tired of the shutdowns and the showdowns, of the gridlock and the grandstanding.
Klobuchar joins a rapidly growing list of declared Democrats, including Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And coming up on sports, well, we'll give you a little bit of a preview of tonight's KU game, all coming up.
And the danger of straight-line wind in spring storms. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. All right, Valentine's Day, just 3 days away. It's the last minute. Have you got anything planned? You better have something special planned for that special someone, because this is the day you appreciate that person more than ever. And we've been suggesting to you Sherry's Berries. These are signature dipped Valentine's strawberries. Great big ones dipped in milk, dark or white, chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate. She'll fall in love with every bite. And they're topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles. And they arrive with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. Valentine's Day is just 3 days away. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Ship with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter the code KNSS at checkout. That's berries.com. Click the microphone and enter code KNSS. Valentine's Day, 3 days away. Order today. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 8:09 now, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. The spring-summer severe storm season has arrived. National Weather Service meteorologist Chance Hayes tells KNSS News squall lines with powerful straight-line winds should be taken seriously.
What folks need to understand is that straight-line winds are as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the majority of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
So don't discount them. When a severe thunderstorm warning is issued, you need to get inside.
Hayes says those straight-line winds can reach hurricane level, more than 100 miles an hour. Facial recognition technology plays a pivotal role in busting an identity theft case at JFK Airport in New York City.
Federal authorities say a 26-year-old woman was going through security, was caught using a passport that wasn't hers, and the way they found out is the wave of the future. After raising suspicions that her passport picture didn't add up, they used brand-new biometric machines with facial recognition software, and they found out she was an imposter. The woman was flying in from Mexico City. She was immediately sent back there on the next flight available. Several other imposters have also been caught recently using the same technology at Dulles International Airport outside of Washington, D.C. Jim McKay, Fox News.
A World War II veteran celebrates a milestone birthday today.
Sidney Walton, who documented his road trip this past year to each of the 50 United States, turns 100 years old today. His son Paul accompanied him on the voyage.
And everywhere he goes, people turn around, they stop, they want to talk to him. And that's what it's all about.
The elder Walton enlisted in the U.S. Army 9 months before the attack on Pearl Harbor. He would serve in the Pacific Theater. Walton made the voyage at his advanced age to remind people of the veterans' sacrifice, knowing that he's one of the few from World War II remaining. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock, here on a Monday morning.
And this morning, 3rd and Oliver, avoid that intersection. We've got some lanes closed there on Oliver due to a traffic accident, so continue to watch for that. We've also got one of our traffic trackers calling in and reporting some construction being done. He said it was starting up southbound on Rock Road, 1400 block of North Rock Road. Southbound lanes, apparently a crane was kind of setting up and getting ready to start moving some stuff.
There you go.
There's a traffic slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio was brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory is in effect in Wichita with some drizzle off and on through at least early this afternoon. Today's high 43 with a light southeast wind. Drizzle again through this evening, the overnight low 28, and then sunny, breezy, and not as cool tomorrow with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now drizzle and fog and 36 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:13, Steve and Ted here on a Monday, and today is February 11th, 2019. On this date in 1964, the Beatles performed their first American concert at the Coliseum in Washington. In the following days, the band performed in New York and in Florida, but those concerts were not considered part of an official tour. What would you do if you came home to find a horse wandering around in your basement? Authorities in near Minneapolis say the woman who found a horse had gotten inside her home, called them, they responded. Officers in Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota, say they arrived to find a pale-colored horse strolling through the different rooms as officers watched from the outside.
Behold, a pale horse.
A pale horse. The horsing around ended when the animal's owner came by to remove the animal. But that doesn't remove the mystery. An investigation continues into how the horse got into the house to begin with. They have some pretty big doors, I would presume.
Yeah, or maybe just one massive, like, doggy door.
Yeah, and then leave them open in the middle of winter in Minnesota. So, yeah, there's a mystery there. How'd the horse get into the house?
Maybe so.
814, Steve and Ted. They saw something, they did something, but didn't touch something. And for that, a Utah school district is praising two elementary school students. The students spotted a handgun in a snowbank at their bus stop last week. Instead of handling the gun themselves, they told their bus driver about the find.
Wow, that's what they need to do.
Sharp thing to do. A school resource officer responded and recovered the weapon. A note sent to parents from the Alpine School District calls the boys heroes for not touching the gun and reporting it instead. And police in Pleasant Grove say they believe the gun was connected to a situation earlier in the week when there was an issue at a nearby home and a man ran from the scene before police could arrive. Suspect in that case has been arrested. So what these two youngsters saw, they absolutely did the right thing. Get an adult involved and stay away from it. You know, anytime any weapon like that just sitting out there, you know what it would take to, if you picked it up, it might go off. If you don't know anything about it, and so these kids, they were sharp. Apparently somebody had talked to them maybe about gun safety and
apparently
what to do and what not to do. Plus,
and apparently taught them correctly as opposed to so many lessons that are taught by
well, and it could have been
folks out there,
It could have been a working crime scene. In fact, it probably was, where the such things as fingerprints and so forth. You don't want kids smudging around on that.
Right.
And
of course, you don't want them to hurt themselves.
It could hurt themselves. It could hurt somebody else. But anyway, this came to a happy ending there, and that was in Utah, okay?
About the best possible ending something like that could happen.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Prosecutors asking a judge to order a Massachusetts woman to begin serving her 15-month jail sentence. This is our Valentine's Day story with a tongue-in-cheek and for encouraging her suicidal boyfriend to kill himself. Michelle Carter will appear in court today for a hearing to consider prosecutors' requests. Carter was convicted in 2017 of involuntary manslaughter for her role in the death of Conrad Roy III. Massachusetts highest court upheld her conviction last week. The judge found Carter caused Roy's death when she instructed him over the phone to get back in his truck that was filling with toxic gas. Carter's lawyers say she is not responsible for Roy's suicide. Well, she apparently encouraged him to go ahead and do that. Now, I don't know the circumstances, but apparently they were having some sort of a fight.
They were having some issue,
A real nasty fight. That's a sad, sad form of behavior. All right, 8:17 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's go ahead and check out the sports this morning. with Jad Chambers. Jad, we've got, we've got KU's playing basketball tonight. We've got some coaches show on the air, too, right?
That's right. We'll go ahead and start off with KU, I guess. Number 13, KU on the road. And we're going to be in Fort Worth facing the Horned Frogs of TCU. Jayhawks in second place in the Big 12 at 7-4 after an 82-74 win over OSU on Saturday in Lawrence. TCU 5-5 in conference play. KU basketball tonight at TCU. Pregame start at 6:30 p.m. That's on KFH, 1240 AM, and 97.5 FM. Then you mentioned those coaches' shows, so yeah, we'll tell you a little bit about that. Of course, the coaches' show tonight, Wichita State Women's Basketball Coaches' Show with head coach Keith Adams. Wichita State Women's Basketball team didn't do so well in Cincinnati yesterday. They got a very short-lived early lead, but after 5 minutes, Cincinnati pulled ahead with a 12-2 run. They took a big lead and never looked back. Late in the game, there was a kind of a questionable block charge call. Keith Adams gets teed up for protesting a little bit too much of that. So, we'll talk about it tonight. Shockers lost that game yesterday, 82-54 to Cincinnati. That Shocker coaches show with women's head coach Keith Adams starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. That, of course, follows the Wichita State Basketball Coaches Show with Shocker men's head coach Greg Marshall. That's at 6. Shockers coming off of a 77-62 home win over Tulane on Saturday. We've got some Butler basketball right here on KNSS tonight. After that, Butler basketball at Independence. Butler 7-9 after a loss to Allen County on Saturday. And you can tune in at 8 tonight for coverage of Butler basketball at Independence right here on KNSS. We had the Shocker softball team starting things up last weekend, or over the weekend, in South Carolina. The start of the Shocker softball season. Shockers bookended 3 losses with a pair of victories. They scored a season-opening victory against Central Michigan on Friday, but then they had to play in the very next game of the tournament. They lost to Virginia Tech. They lost a pair of games Saturday to Pittsburgh and College of Charleston. But yesterday, the Shocker ladies avenged Saturday's first loss. They beat Pittsburgh 7-2. Next weekend, Shocker softball team off to Louisiana for the Louisiana Tech Invitational. That starts up on Friday. The Wichita State women's tennis team snapping a 3-match losing streak Sunday. They took down UT Arlington 5-1 at Shady Oaks Country Club. Shocker's next challenge comes Sunday in Lincoln, Nebraska. 3 matches in 2 days for the Shocker women's tennis team. They face Louisville, host Nebraska, and Creighton there. The Wichita State men's golf team opening up their spring season at the University of San Diego's The Farms Invitational in Rancho Santa Fe, California today. Back on Friday, Shocker golf head coach Greer Jones announcing his retirement following this season.
Aww.
Yeah, the Shockers play 36 holes today, a final round scheduled tomorrow there at the Farms in at the University of San Diego's Rancho Santa Fe, California, the Farms Invitational. A pair of losses this weekend in South Dakota for the Wichita Thunder. They lost 2-1 Friday night to the Rapid City Rush, and then they lost a second game on Saturday night, 7-4. Next up for the Thunder, a return to Wichita. They host Tulsa tomorrow night. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
Hey, what? Greer Jones has been around a long time. And
here in the Wichita area.
Yeah, and I've never met Greer. I don't know why, because we were from the same time and place here in Wichita.
Yeah.
But I've known his reputation over the years. Terrific golfer.
Golf coach, yeah.
And a guy who knows how to coach golf as well. They've had a lot of success out there. So
He's going to be missed.
I've never met Greer Jones, but congratulations on a great career. We've been watching you over the years, buddy, and you seem to have done a good job. See, you know, something about golf.
One more season with the Shockers.
And I don't know anything about golf, but I know I can recognize excellence when I hear about it.
Yeah.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Proposing changes in our health care system and traffic and weather coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.